With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's week-long Asia trip has taken him to Japan, where he has met with newly elected Prime Minister Sunai Takaichi. The president predicts that she will go down in history as one of Japan's great prime ministers. The BBC's Shaima Halil in Tokyo says the two leaders have signed a pair of cooperation agreements.
First, it was the implementation of the agreement toward a new golden age for the U.S.-Japan alliance. And this agreement, which has been described in the document as a great deal, all caps, will help both countries to strengthen economic security, promote economic growth. And then we also know that Takaichi and Trump signed a document of cooperation over critical mineral supplies. Again, a very crucial point between the two countries, given the tight spots that many countries are in, including the United States, because of the restrictions on exports from China.
Hurricane Melissa closing in on Jamaica. Landfall not far off.
Melissa is a powerful and dangerous Category 5 storm. It could be the strongest hurricane to hit the island since record-keeping began in 1851.
I've gotten so many calls, and I have been on my knees in prayer.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the people there are preparing for the hardship ahead.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says Melissa could slam the island with winds exceeding 170 miles per hour. A storm surge of up to 13 feet is a possibility, along with more than 3 feet of rain. Day 28 of the government shutdown with no end in sight. As of now, no plan for another Senate vote on a Republican bill to end the shutdown. Democrats have repeatedly rejected that bill. The Dodgers lead the World Series 2-1 with last night's 6-5 victory over Toronto. Game 4 tonight in Los Angeles. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points. This is SRN News. New poll of small-town pastors.
Lifeway Research has been talking to Protestant pastors in America's rural spaces and asking them how they measure success in their congregations. As you might expect, big numbers in the pews are way down the list. The top sign of success for most small-town pastors is a congregation that shows its love. The healing of broken relationships is also very important, as is consistent church attendance by members, no matter how few they may be. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life pregnancy centers have been adding more medical services and could be poised to do more. The expansion, ranging from testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections to providing primary medical care, has been unfolding for years. It gained steam after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The push could get even more momentum, with Planned Parenthood closing some clinics and considering shuttering others following changes to Medicaid. This is SRN News. Failing to honor a 1944 treaty, Mexico has failed to deliver millions of gallons of water to farmers in South Texas.
Now, members of Texas's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to make Mexico's failure part of the upcoming trade negotiations, including new sanctions if necessary. The treaty requires Mexico to deliver 1.75 million acre-feet of water to the U.S. every 5 years. In exchange, the U.S. gives Mexico 1.5 million acre-feet of water every year. The 5-year cycle ended last week with Mexico owing 925,000 acre-feet of water. Mexican officials say an ongoing drought is preventing them from meeting their obligations. The shortfall is harming the farm economy of the Rio Grande Valley. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump will choose from among 5 candidates to replace Fed Chairman Jerome Powell next year. SRNNews.com.